Alan Pillow. Welcome to the show, Alan. What can you tell us? You have waited for this, and you have been talking about this around the office for months now. So congratulations, you made it to Solar Eclipse Day, my friend.
We have made it. Good morning, Ben. I'm proud of all your scientific knowledge you're sharing with everybody. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. Thank you. You know how I am a political scientist. You're kidding. So where are you viewing this thing? Because Lance Walker, part of our KYM crew, is in Hardy. Where about are your parts?
Yeah, we're up here in Conway. We're just about 20 minutes north of Little Rock.
Why Conway?
Small town, and I've got some family here, so we're staying with family. We may, you know, kill a few birds with one stone, have some good family time, and hang out and get to see the eclipse today all at the same time. We're like almost dead center of the path of where you need to be to see this thing.
100%. So totality is what I'm being told.
Yes, sir. Totality, when we will get about 4 minutes of it here when it's going to get dark. And the animals are going to go crazy because they think it's nighttime. They think they need to go to sleep, and the night ones need to wake up. And the coolest thing that not a lot of people talk about, but I'm really excited to see if we can experience, is that the sky gets dark, but it's like there's a 360-degree sunrise or sunset kind of around the edge of the horizon, all around you, whichever way you look. So that's a really cool phenomenon, and I will report on how cool that looks in just a few hours.
Okay, so... How old are you, if you don't mind me asking? You're a younger guy, right?
Yeah, early 20s.
Okay, so you have or have not seen one of these. Did you see the one back in 2017?
So I saw the one in 2017 from Memphis where we didn't get totality. I just walked out of my calculus class and looked up with the glasses and saw like the partial, like the crescent shape of the sun.
Oh, okay. Wow, okay. So are there a lot of people in Conway? I know you're up early this morning, and I'm sure it gets a lot active around lunchtime. But what can you tell us about the drive into Arkansas? Did you see the signage all over? I'm very fascinated with the fact that the governor has declared not quite a state of emergency, but for the next 3 days, National Guard will be in town.
Yeah, it's really interesting. We saw a lot of the signage on the way in, like on the LED signs on the highway and stuff like that. And then here in Conway, they've got T-shirts and merchandise, and everybody's selling the glasses, and everybody's ready. It's really cool. But, I mean, we didn't notice any unusual traffic more than you would see on Interstate 40 normally. And checked Sig Alert just a few minutes ago, checked our traffic radars, and everything's pretty green. It looks like there's no big slowdowns yet. That could change in a few hours, though, because the big event is really at 1:50. So there's still quite a few hours before people might start streaming in to try and catch it. So we'll see how it turns out throughout the course of the day.
Are you going to be a different man when you show back up into the office tomorrow? They say it's a spiritual experience. They say that it's like pre-eclipse versus post-eclipse. I don't know what that means, but they do say it, one of the neatest things you'll ever see. And the fact that we probably won't see another one of these things for the rest of our lives, I don't know, maybe that's being too... pessimistic. Do you change after the eclipse? Last question before I let you go.
I don't know. I think it's going to be really neat because it's such a big event that's just beyond our even fathoming of how big these things are. And it's going to be beautiful. It's really going to be beautiful and a testament to the beauty of God's creation that can be. I will say real quick, though, downtown Conway, there's some great shots. It's a great little downtown area. We saw some signs. Somebody's hosting a yoga event today where you can, quote, embrace the balance of the light and the darkness. So if it answers your question, that's not where I'm going to be today.
Oh, my. No, that's crazy. I could totally see how someone would find that to be a spiritual experience when the solar eclipse happened and they're doing the downward dock. Not a good look for you, Alan. I'm also reading where a lot of people are getting engaged. Now, you've already popped the question and got married, so I guess that one's out. I expect there to be pregnancy announcements, a lot of engaged couples, a lot of babies in 9 months from now taking place.
Oh, we talked about this. There's a mass wedding taking place here where like 300 couples or something are going to get married during totality. It's insane.
Wow. Okay, so I'm going to let you go because we're running out of time.